you, Prince, to burden those who have submitted to him with his soldiery and with infinite other hardships, which he must put upon his new acquisition. In this way you have enemies in all those whom you have injured in seizing that principality, and you are not able to keep those friends who put you there, because of your not being able to satisfy them in the way they expected, and you cannot take strong measures against them, feeling bound to them. For although one may be very strong in armed forces, yet in entering a province one has always need of the good will of the natives. For these reasons, Louis XII, King of France, quickly occupied Milan and as quickly lost it. And to turn him out the first time, it only needed Lodovico's own forces, because those who had opened the gates to him, finding themselves deceived in their hopes of future benefit, would not endure the ill-treatment of the new prince. It is very true that, after acquiring rebellious provinces a second time, they are not so lightly lost afterwards, because the prince, with little reluctance, takes the opportunity of the rebellion to punish the delinquents, to clear out the suspects, and to strengthen himself in the weakest places. Thus, to cause France to lose Milan the first time, it was enough for the Duke Lodovico to raise insurrections on the borders,